When God is at the center of our lives, our minds become pure. Our conversations are edifying. How we entertain ourselves become elevating. How we spend our time add value to us and others. What we read, watch, and listen to builds us up. How we dress appeals to the goodness in us. And we manifest ideal habits that leads to an ideal life. When we only come to God as an emergency landing whenever things go wrong in our lives will eventually crash. When we are too busy to commune with God through studying and meditating on His word and prayers, then God will be too busy to attend to the details of our lives. When we seek and pursue God with our whole heart, He opens His whole hands to us. When we only need God to fix things in our lives remains unfit to be used by Him, leading to inner emptiness. When we invest quality time with God, our destinies becomes upgraded to a higher quality. When we ignore God in any area of our lives, we are courting trouble. When God owns your entire life, then you will own your emotions. Consequently, you will own good habits. When you neglect or ignore God in your life, your emotions will own you, and consequently, bad habits will own you. When you yield yourself to God, good things become yielded to you. When you yield yourself to the cares of this world, you fall under its weight. When you serve things and give to the unbridled impulse and passion of human nature, you become the servant to bad habits, leading to destiny wreckage. When you give God proper place at the center of your life, everything else falls into place. When you give God the leftover of your time, finances, attention, energy, obedience, and love, you get the crumbs out of life. God's word, or the Bible, is a manual for living and the blueprint for running our destinies. Reading, studying, meditating, and confessing God's word every day renews and transforms our thinking, changing our behavior and lifestyle into an epitome of glory and goodness. Adjusting your life to conform with God's word automatically breeds good habits and guarantees a great destiny. Ponder on the words of Ezra Taft Benson, and I quote, "The Lord works from the inside out. The world works from the outside in. The world takes people out of the slums. Christ takes the slums out of people, and then they take themselves out of the slums. The world molds men by changing their environment. Christ changes men who then change their environment. The world will shape human behavior, but Christ can change human nature." End of quote.